Welcome to the Erickson Covenant podcast. We are so glad that you've joined us today. We confess that we don't have all the answers, but as a community, we seek to find and follow Jesus and to discover daily the life he has always wanted for us. We hope this message will be encouraging and will inspire you to take the next steps on your spiritual journey. If we can help you in any way, please connect with us. The easiest way is through our website at ericksoncovenant.ca. Let's get started.
In the Bible, it tells us that we are to give of ourselves for God and for others. Now, what does that mean? Like, we're to give to others? Like, honor others. Who are some people that we can show honor to? Your grandparents. Your mom and dad. Who else? God. Who else? Olivia? Your sister. Jesus. Brothers. Sisters. Siblings. Now, above all these people, except one of them named, because this is the person who was named, all of these people, of all of these people, there's one who we honor above them. That person is Jesus. We honor Jesus. Now, in our story today, we heard that Jesus was coming into Jerusalem, that there are three ways that it said that we can show honor to Jesus as our King. We can show honor to Jesus as our King by obeying him. We can show honor to Jesus as our King by offering special things to him. And we can honor Jesus as our King by praising him for who he is and for what he's done. Now, Anastasia. You know what? I was going to have you guys read something, but I think I forgot what it was. So, Lily, can I borrow your sheet? I forgot to actually have my sheets. So I'm going to borrow this. There we go. So I was going to have you guys read this, but you guys are off the hook because I forgot the sheets to give you. So Jesus says to his disciples, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which is a young donkey. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' say, 'The Lord needs it.'" And then it says they brought it to Jesus. They threw their cloaks on the colt and put Jesus on it. So here, the disciples honor Jesus by obeying his command. Jesus told them to go get that donkey, and they did. But it wasn't just the disciples who honored Jesus by obeying his command, because this donkey had an owner. And the disciples had to say to this owner, "The Lord needs this donkey." And the owner said, "Okay." As well, he honored Jesus by obeying the command. Now, the next part, when they came near, and then Jesus, so he's on this donkey, he's riding it into town. And as he went along, people spread their cloaks on the ground. There are people in this town who have special things. Halter for a donkey, but then people have cloaks. Do you get, and if any of you have any towels, pull them up too, or special things here. These are the things, these are the types of things that they laid down on the ground like this to offer it to Jesus to use. Now, Do you guys have special things? Do you guys have any special stuffies? Any special toys? Things that you love? I'm sure all of you do. Now, these people in our story, they take their cloaks. Cloaks keep them warm. They keep dust off of them. And they laid them down to honor Jesus. They offered it to Jesus for him to use. Now, we, with our special things, we can honor Jesus by offering them to him to use. Jesus will use our special things. If we have a toy and see someone who is sad and alone, we can offer them to play with our toy. We don't have to necessarily give them their toy to keep it forever, no. But we can offer it to them to honor Jesus by being with them and playing with them with our special things. Now, the other way, that last song that we sung, do you guys know what we were doing?
Yeah.
What were we doing? We were waving the palm branches. Yeah, yeah. That's it. We were praising God. Aha. Uh-huh. Show us. Do you guys still have your palm branches? Oh, no. Are they collected? Well, let's pretend that we have them. We're waving our palm branches. This way, this we can honor God as well by praising him, by shouting out, Hosanna! We honor Jesus when we praise him, just like the people in the streets who were shouting their praise and waving their palm branches. Now, these people, they were on the streets. They didn't know what Jesus was there for. And they still praised him. And they honored him. We know now that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem to die on a cross for our sins. And then he rose again to give us eternal life. How much? So the people who are in the town, they didn't know that Jesus was coming here to do these things. We know that he has done these things. How much more do we praise him, shout praises to him, obey him, and offer things to him to honor him as our king? Because he died for our sins. He rose again to give us eternal life. Mm-hmm. And we get to praise him because he did these things for us and because he loves you. And he loves you. He loves all of us here. Even me. That's right. And we get to praise him and offer him our special things to honor him. So, what do we get to do? We get to honor Jesus. Let's say it together. We get to
honor Jesus.
We get to honor Jesus as our King. I'm going to pray really quickly. So, we're going to honor Jesus as we pray. Because we can honor him by praying too. Lord Jesus, we thank you for gathering us here today. And we thank you for coming to Jerusalem, to die for our sins, to raise again from the dead, to give us eternal life. And Lord, we thank you that we get to honor you as our King. Forever and ever for the rest of our lives. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening in today. We hope you feel encouraged and challenged. If you know someone who would benefit from what you have heard today, please share this podcast. For more information, or if you have questions, you can connect with us through our website, ericsoncovenant.ca. You can also find us on Facebook by searching for Erickson Covenant Church.